Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It, number 54. Today we're going to be talking to you about Power Grid. And when I say we, I mean me, your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. And I'm here again with Brian, who you can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. You can find me on Instagram at Slevin77. You can find all of us at Review and Roast. You can find us at The Comic Roast. I don't know what Brian's Instagram is at this point. Did he change it again, or is it still Son of Movie Phone Guy?
I have thought about changing it, but I don't want to reveal it in case I don't do it. Or if I do do it, I wanted to be a surprise.
Doo-doo? You said doo-doo?
I did.
Okay, also, if you're interested in the Snap of the Chatters, you can find me there at also XorsonX. And you can find all of our other reviews at Review and Roast and all of our other podcasts at thecomicroast.com. Actually, not The Comic Roast, just comicroast.com. Now that that's clarified, let's get into Power Grid. Power Grid is a game on Rio Grande, which they put out plenty of other games, popular games, such as Dominion, which was one of our first ones that we loved. We did a podcast about a month ago on just the base game. We haven't really touched and dove into any of the expansions yet, but Rio Grande does a lot of good things.
They feed children.
They do.
Save puppies.
They do.
They also made Arctic Scavengers, so I mean...
That they did. But here, we're here to talk about Power Grid. So Power Grid, basically, the base version that we have gives you a map of the United States. Kind of think of Power Grid as a ticket to ride with power instead of trains. You're trying to build power plants to connect your cities. And you have many different types of power plants. You have coal, you have oil, you have nuclear... And you have garbage. And then you have green, i.e. wind, solar, etc. You start out the game with one power plant? Or do you have to buy? Isn't there like a... No. You start out with money and you have to buy your first power plant. It's kind of like an auction for the first set of power plants that are put out there. And every turn, there's a round where... There's like the auction round where you bid on the available power plants, more or less, and then everyone has a chance to build another power plant. And you can't all start in the same sector. There's five sections, I believe, different colored sections.
Six.
And okay, if I start in blue, Brian's got to start. He can't start. He's got to start in like red, and someone else has to start in green. Now then from there, every turn you can only build one, and you have three options. You can, you know, the cheapest one. If you're the first one, you get the cheapest one. If you're the second one to build in that city, which you can't do until after somebody builds their seventh,
yep.
Then it's $5 more, and then again, $5 more if you're the third person. So essentially, the cost of the power plant building it in a city generally doesn't change. What bumps up that price is the connection cost between your cities, because you can't just put one here, then put one across the board. They all have to connect and kind of make almost like a train. But you have to have one in the previous city or an adjacent city before you can build one. And like I said, once you hit seven, then it opens up to where people can start building in other people's cities, which can kind of sometimes screw people, which is pretty neat. And then from there, it's just whoever builds first one to have 17, I believe, ends the game. And then you tally up your points.
Well, it depends on the player count. I think if it's a two-player game, it's like 21. First one to 21 or something like that.
But I believe
like
you are right.
With six players, I think it's like first to 14 or something like that.
That is correct. All right, so is there anything else you want to add before we dive in?
One, two, three.
No, that's basically it. I mean, other than saying the board in the base game is a double-sided map. One side is the United States. The other side, I believe, is Germany. I think, because the developers are Friedman Fries, and they are, I think they're from Germany. So I believe that's why the German map and the United States map are the base game maps. And then when you buy expansions, you buy other maps, and there's like a robot expansion or something like that. What? I don't know.
Robot?
Supposedly that's the best one. Some people say the other expansions are essentially just new maps.
Yeah. I like robots.
I do. Depends on the context, but generally speaking, robots are neat.
All right. Okay, so we're going to dive into what we like about the game. The design of the board is actually kind of neat, graphically speaking, of course. I like the components. It's, you know, you got wooden components for each, the coal, the oil, you got little oil barrels, you got little plutonium cubes, and then you got little trash cans for like the trash, for like recycling or whatever. Little wooden houses to represent your little power plant. So the pieces are great. The design is really kind of awesome.
Yeah, the layout of the board is good. I like the way you assemble the various commodities that you use to power your plants. Obviously, the cheaper the commodity, the more availability there is, and then it gets more expensive as it becomes more scarce.
That is one thing we didn't really talk about. Would you care to elaborate?
Well, I think it was coal is the, for lack of a better term, the cheapest or crappiest commodity. So there is an abundance of it, and it starts out on the track. Each set of three has a number, which is the cost of each individual piece of that commodity. So let's say it goes all the way across the board. It'll start on the one. So the first three pieces of coal will cost $1 each. Then they move up to two, three, four, five. And as they become more scarce, they become more expensive. So it works like a market, you know, supply and demand. I believe oil is second, a little more expensive and not quite as readily available. Garbage, I believe, is third. Again, not as available, more expensive. But the more expensive commodities also require either less to power a plant, or if you use a lot of it, you get a lot more for your money. So it's kind of, you try, as the game goes on, you try to weigh cost versus expense, or cost versus benefit, etc. Because this game is literally about who makes the most money.
That it is. But the interesting thing that I kind of like about it is, as you progress through the game, theoretically, technology is progressing, you know, over the course of however many years we can say this would be. And how at towards the end, you know, trash and plutonium kind of make a switch where trash really starts to become, at least from the games we've played, maybe it's just depending on the plants that you own, but feels like, you know, once you start moving into the more, you know, the nuclear and the trash-powered plants, it almost feels like those two switch, whereas nuclear, they start putting more out towards the end, and you put less garbage out towards the end kind of thing. I don't know. It's kind of neat how the commodities switch throughout the game as far as what's available.
Well, you can only store twice the amount per power plant. So each power plant is depicted on a little square card, and it'll tell you how much you need to power that plant for the round and what you need to power it with, and how many cities it powers. And if it requires, let's say you have one that requires one trash to power three cities, you can only store a second one on there. So you can only have double the amount. They don't want you just loading your cards up with commodities and not using them. So, and you can freely move them across. That's one of the things that I do like. If later in the game you sell one of your power plants back to the board, or you trade it in for a more efficient power plant, you don't lose all the commodities you've already bought. You can just move them along unless you overextend yourself in terms of storage space.
This is true. I do like that.
We didn't even get into what we like. We're just basically
talking about the game.
Oh, we are talking about that.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, you're right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I started thinking about Arrested Development.
That's a little weird. All right. So do you have anything else you like, or do you want to...
I feel like the market really is like the engine of this game. So, I mean, the bidding on power plants can be fun at times. 'Cause
unless you're poor, then it's super not fun.
Yeah, each power plant is numbered like 1 through 40, I believe. I think there's 40 different power plants in the game. So the opening bid has to be the number on the power plant. So if it's power plant number 37, the opening bid has to be no less than $37. And then eventually you go around a table and bid until everybody has passed, and then the winner obviously pays the cost. So a lot of the times we've played this, if, say, the power plant's $30, it usually doesn't get up any higher than maybe like 40, maybe 50. But there have been a few times where, and I have done this, paid like 6 times the price of a power plant because that's the one I really wanted.
Yep.
Because the top row are the current market, meaning these are the 4 power plants that are available starting next round or in this round, however, whatever point you're at in the game. The bottom row, that's the future market, because at the end of each round, the cheapest power plant, because they always go in numerical order, the cheapest power plant taken out of the game, the most expensive one goes under the bottom of the deck. And then the other 6 shift around as 2 new power plants come out. So not only are you looking to the future market to see what's coming up, but you also have to, you know, be ready for the power plant you really want to go away, or maybe not come back out till much later in the game when you don't really need it anymore. So that's probably like the funnest part of the game, is watching the market and watching the commodities and trying to have the best power plant layout to power the most cities each round, because that's the, for each city you power, you get paid. That's really the name of the game.
Exactly. Yes. Are we moving into what we don't like now?
Sure.
Seeing as though I feel as I always go first, and I feel like we're both going to be similar on this, I'm going to let you take the wheel.
All right. My biggest gripe is you pretty much have to be horrible at money management to not be able to put out a power plant each round. Because the first 7 rounds, you own the general region you're in. And generally, you're going to start your first power plant to where you have almost absolute control of the cheapest connecting routes. Like, say, if you're starting in Dubuque and everything moving backwards towards the end of the board is like 6, 5, 8, 4, you're not going to start where everything moving away from you or where, like, your connecting routes are all going to cost 15, 20, unless you're a masochist like I've been in the past when I've done that. But then again, when you take that spot, no one's going to fight you for a $25 connecting route. It just won't happen unless they're also a masochist. But that is, it feels like there's almost no way that you won't put out a power plant every single round, which feels like, it almost feels like, all right, everybody put your power plants out. Ding! You have to be broke to not be able to afford it. And the way this game pays out, you really have to be broke to not be able to afford it. So that's kind of like, for a game that was billed as such a strategic map building game or economic game, it feels like that part has zero strategy. I've played one game where in one round somebody did not put out a power plant. The only thing is, if you decide not to one round, you're always going to be one step behind the majority of the group.
Yep.
I mean, the first couple rounds, you definitely have to manage your money. But once you start getting in your 5th and 6th power, you start getting $100 a round. And then, you know, if you pass on bidding on power plants, because you're like, all right, I have the power plants I need to get me to round 10, you're not going to bid on power plants. You're just collecting money every round. That, and I feel like that you can have to continually connect. Kind of, it feels anticlimactic. Like the first 7 rounds, you can't move into someone else's market. You pretty much have to build your own.
You have to fill up your color, basically.
Yeah, and that's like, by the time you start moving into other people's markets, they've built their grid, you've built your grid, everyone's built their grid. Now all you're doing is just, and that's the thing, you can't, it's not like after the 7th round, everything's, you know, open to everybody. You have to wait till like round 12 before you can take the 3rd spot in the city. And it's just like, where is like the fighting for resources here, other than fighting for the commodities? And I feel like if you get one nuclear power plant where you can power, like, say, six cities with one nuclear waste thing or however, whatever, those plutonium cubes, by the time you get to that point, you can afford it pretty easily.
Yep.
So unless you're literally fighting for scraps with everybody else, and even then, if you have one wind-powered plant, you've just taken, like, however many cities off the board because you don't have to power them at all. It's because it's already taken care of for the rest of the game. If you get that one that powers six or seven cities, you're money.
Yeah.
And then the only guy that screws himself is the guy that still tries to use coal at the end of the game, which I've seen it happen, yeah. But it's not like a... Yeah. I don't know. I feel like this game is almost sort of too easy if you don't bid yourself out of the game.
The one thing I don't 100% like about the game, but it turns out it doesn't really seem to be a factor in the first place, so it just, whatever. But, like, the East Coast, like I said, the majority of your fees are coming from the connection fees. And on the East Coast, it's every city is so close, your connection fees are $5, $6 a piece.
Some are like $3.
Yeah, they're $3, $5, $7, super cheap.
Yeah, Boston to Providence is, what, $3?
Probably. But on the West Coast, everything is so far and spread out, your connection fees are now $10, $15, $20 a piece.
Yeah, because LA...
Well, the first time we pulled it out since the first time we played, it was just the two of us. And I started in Chicago, and Brian's like, oh, I'm going to go to L.A. I'm like, I didn't say it, but I'm thinking, you're an idiot. Look at those connection fees. I'm going to kill it. Yeah. Every single turn, we both built a power plant, and at the end, I'm pretty sure you won. So
either that or we were so close in money, it didn't really matter.
Yeah, it's like, so that, to me, sounds like a huge factor, but it ended up not being a factor at all. So it's like, I understand why, but I don't know. I don't know. It's just the game. I mean, it's kind of like our last one, which we did. I know you've all listened to our previous one, or Sheriff of Nottingham. It's kind of the same thing. Like, it's not really highly thought of as, like, the gateway type of thing, but this is absolutely a gateway, something you're going to get somebody into who doesn't have an open mind.
See, I feel like this is a secondary gateway game. It's not quite a Ticket to Ride or a Catan, but a lot of people are like, oh, this is a game that's kind of in that same skill level, but it's a little more strategic and a little longer. And I play it and I'm thinking to myself, this just feels like an exercise in repetition that takes 2.5 hours and really shouldn't. To me, Ticket to Ride has that level of intensity without all the, like, okay, now we got to do this step again, and we got to do this step. I feel like a game that is this straightforward shouldn't be so long. And I feel like there should be something that makes you have to earn that new power plant. I feel like it's just super easy to just keep throwing them out.
Yeah.
And like you said, the connecting costs should have play a factor, and they kind of do, but they kind of don't, or at least in the games we've played of this. And I don't know, maybe we're playing it wrong, but I don't feel like the game's that hard. I feel like it's kind of like, eh. I mean, it's all right. It does its thing, I guess. I know a lot of people really like this game, but the more we've played it, the more I'm like, I don't know about this game. It's kind of, I feel like I'm just, you know, I feel like I'm running in circles here.
Yeah.
Although I like the houses. The houses are cool.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the commodities are all kind of neat.
Commodities are neat. I like that.
But
we're back to what we like. Talk about what we don't like.
Well, actually, why don't we talk about what we would do differently?
Oh, right off the bat, get rid of that paper money. It's stupid, and it goes, surprisingly, you play with four players, you run out of ones so fast. Then you're trying to, you know, all right, we'll cash in five ones for a five. Before you know it, there's no money. We ran out of money where we were literally just said, all right, count up what you have, and then just do the rest on your calculator. So we spent four rounds just calculating on our phones how much money we had, because, like I said, there's almost no way not to make money in this game, because there's almost no way that I've played where you don't power. I'm looking at them like, are we putting the right amount of commodities out? Because it feels like we're putting out too much, because nobody is ever having problems here. And again, we've played this game multiple times. I've read the rule book backwards and forwards, and I'm like, what is the... I feel like there's no strategy in this game when you get to four players or more.
I don't know.
Because I feel like there's enough commodities to go around, and you get the right, maybe if the power plants come out a different way, you can screw everything up. But again, now you're leaving it all up to chance. But yeah, paper money is the worst. It should be eradicated from gaming forever. It's terrible. I don't know what you replace it with, but it's the worst thing ever invented, and I think it should go away forever.
Alrighty, things I would do different, and this is kind of a common complaint for most games, it feels like sometimes, but like, I think that this game could really benefit from some kind of player boards where everyone has their own ability. Something to spice this thing up just a little bit would be amazing.
You randomly draw a power company, and each power company has a specialty and maybe a weakness. Like maybe this particular power company loses money. That's another thing this game needs, is some kind of deck that changes the environment of various regions throughout each round. Like maybe, okay, the Midwest has a tornado, and all cities in Oklahoma are down for this round.
Yeah.
That would be interesting, a way to have to, like, now how are you going to connect?
Like a nature deck.
Something.
Or more like a scenario deck.
Yeah, tsunami hits New York. I mean, I don't mean to be super morbid, but...
Or, you know, something about, you know, tanker pipe burst line or pipe burst and price of oil doubles this turn or...
Yeah, that would...
Something.
That would... Now, those things would make the game highly strategic, because now you're like, all right, I lost Duluth, so now I got to figure out another way to connect Kansas City to Lincoln, Nebraska. I don't know. I don't know what cities are on the map off the top of my head because I don't have the map in front of me. But something like environmental factors, or like you said, random chance accidents. You know, a train goes off the rails and coal delivery has been suspended for the round to all states west of Missouri. So now you have to import it somehow. I don't know. Something to continually change the topography of the game atmosphere somehow.
Yeah.
It's too straightforward. I mean, I think the design probably felt fresh when it came out, but playing it now, after you go and play other games where environmental factors and random chance factors kind of adjust the game throughout, this game feels very much like put out a plant, collect your money, start again.
This is very true.
Where are the tornadoes? What about summer brownouts?
Summer brownouts. Wow. Oh, so if we added seasons.
Seasons?
Instead of having rounds, it's played over 8 seasons, you know. Spring, summer, fall, winters. A couple times around. I don't know. Something needs to change for this game to be a constant on the shelf, I guess I should say. Not to sound like that guy again, but if we're going to number this, I'm going to just, again, component-wise, it's great. Sans the money, of course.
Money sucks.
It's all, like I said, I know you don't like the comparison, but it's Ticket to Ride without the screw your neighbor aspect. And Ticket to Ride is just a far better game. So if you're going to get a basic game outside of, you know, the family night games, Ticket to Ride's the best one. This game is not. I'm giving it a 5, just like I did the last one, just because it can be fun once in a while if you're going to bring in some new people all the time. But other than that, it's not. It's nothing that a serious gamer is going to keep on the shelf, I wouldn't think.
You'd think that, but a lot of serious gamers really like it. But I am also going to second that score and give Power Grid a 5. It's too dry. Outside of the bidding on power plants and occasionally buying commodities, because it's whoever bids first buys last. So, I mean, that can screw you. But if you manage that well, then you're probably going to be okay. Because I think you can only have 3 power plants until this round. Then you can add a 4th. And then eventually you can add a 5th. And because you can move your commodities around if you, like, get rid of a power plant and then buy a more efficient one, then you can, you know, utilize those commodities for a little bit longer of a time. And I mean, power grids go out in the real life all the time because of tornadoes and heat and just random brownouts and electrical failures. So to not have any of that available in this game, at least in the base, you probably got to buy 20 expansions to get anything close.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, it's, it was one, again, another game that the first time we played it, I'm like, oh, I really like this. And then we brought it back out, and we played it a lot for a short period of time, and each successive time was more and more like, God, this game is really long for how repetitive it is. If you got it down to 45 minutes, maybe it's awesome. But at 2 hours, three with four players, holy crap.
We played
with four players. Took a good 2.5-3 hours.
Gross.
And I was like, either we're playing this super slow, and I don't think we are, or this game is way too friggin' long.
Yeah. So there you have Power Grid, which is actually kind of disappointing because I do like a lot of other Rio Grande games. But it is what it is, folks. Okay, so you can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. Hey, if you agree with us, let us know. If you don't agree with us, also let us know. And you know what? If you really, really are upset at what we just said about your favorite game, go to reviewandroast.com, find the page for Power Grid, and you know what? You can write your own review, and you can rate it higher than we did.
And you can tell us we're dumb.
And you can tell us we're dumb. I won't be offended. I will just probably cry myself to sleep for a week because I'm pretty friendly, and I think we should be friends. That's super weird. So check out reviewandroast.com for all the written goodies, and check out comicroast.com for all of the audio goodies.
Right, and if you're a really attractive woman and you want to date me and your favorite game is Power Grid, I will just play Power Grid.
That's just weird. Yeah, why you got to take it there? We're going to have more stuff coming in the future, but it's all still in the works, so
forget I said anything.